www.thebestofbrandon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
flag tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet. And there's a free smartphone app. You can download it at gcnlive.com. Plus, I have an announcement to make about the future of USAPrepares.com. Yesterday, I received an email from John, our program director here at GCN. He said we're expanding the USAPrepares.com broadcast to 2 hours. From 1 to 2 hours, starting Monday. I'm honored. I'm flattered, and I'm delighted to be with you right here on GCN, the world's largest alternative radio network. And I want to thank every member of our class for making that possible. For without you listening, we would not be here. Thank you. I really mean it. We had an unbelievable meetup last night. You know that we used to meet up on Fridays at Ziggy's, and because there were too many of us for the regular customers to be there with us, and we kind of took over the place, so we moved to the slowest day of the week, Monday. So last Monday we had a meetup about bees. Bees are a necessity of life. If you want food, we're going to need bees. That's all there is to it. And Jeff Maddox, USAPrepares.com instructor, spoke about bees. He'll be at the expo. April 6th and 7th. And Tony Fiché delivered a riveting presentation on genocide and how governments control people and steal from them. That was last night. And he's a USAPrepares.com instructor also. Links to them on the website. We filled the restaurant. Standing room only. I don't know what we're going to do now. I really don't. Because each meetup gets bigger and bigger. And there are well over 100 of us. And it was amazing. And how long did it last? It starts at 5:30. I didn't get out of there till 10 o'clock. It's supposed to just be like an hour and a half. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. This is one broadcast where you can actually meet your instructors and most of us at one place at the Get Prepared Expo. That's really neat. I think you'll like it. April 6th and 7th. Information on the website. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And there's some articles on the website I think you ought to consider perusing. Online sales are a threat to American malls. No kidding. Who wants to go shopping? I don't. And the Justice Department, this is kind of frightening. The Justice Department memo reveals there's a legal case for drone strikes on guess who? Us. Americans. Gasoline costs take the biggest share of household income in 3 decades. Yeah, we know. But it's in print. USAPrepares.com. Today you get a chance to meet our newest instructor, Nick Testaccio. And we're going to be discussing the perils of the market, the underbelly of the market. Has the typical uninformed investor done well in the market? Is the market rigged? And how? And by whom? What about gold? What about silver? Are the prices manipulated? Nick Testaccio spent 30 years as a market analyst. His specialty is agriculture and metals. He was a trader, a broker. He was a member of an affiliate stock, American Stock Exchange, where he traded bonds. He's a member of the New York Cotton Exchange, the New York Mercantile Exchange. He traded metals and oil. And he was the director of quality assurance at the New York Mercantile Exchange. Welcome, Nick.
Good morning, Vincent, and thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah,
Sounds like an ominous topic this morning.
Why do you say that?
Well, the underbelly of the market. It is quite interesting. When an investor goes into the market, he really doesn't know, the small investor anyway, he really doesn't know what he's getting himself into. He's listening to a man who's an analyst who's getting information from all different sources, and he's passing it on to a broker who's just taking the word of the analyst. So there's no strong communication from one point to the other as to how some of the information was derived and how it gets back to the end user, the client.
Nick, I can tell you that when I lived in Virginia, I would get calls, cold calls from brokers, and they had the hottest tip, and it was just for me. It was just for me. Inside information. And I would always ask the same question. You know, I'd let them talk for about a minute or so, and I'd say, how old are you? And they'd hear, 27, and I go, come on. You know, a 27-year-old back in the 90s had no idea of what it was like to be broke. You know, there were good times, and you know, they didn't know about the Depression. They didn't know about saving money. It was just an endless spree of spending. And you know, I want to make this clear. I do not own any stock class. So as we continue this broadcast with Nick Testaccio, I don't own any stock. Not one. Well, actually, I do. Penn Central Railroad. they went belly up a long time ago. I still have the certificates, but that was it. I learned my lesson back in the 70s. So, Nick, let's start with 401Ks. Can we start with what is a 401K and then talk about who designed it, who benefits, and then I'd love it if you tell a story about what happened to your 401K. So what's a 401K?
A 401k is supposedly a vehicle where you take your pre-tax dollars, you put it into some sort of investment fund, and you're looking for a long-haul return so that when the golden years come around, you have a nice little nest egg there in which you can live off of. That's the basic plan. What it turns out to be is really nothing near that, because what you have is an instrument for the fiduciary, the plan advisors, or whoever to make money. And I have to give you a quote from a friend of mine who actually did this for a living. He said, "Be especially wary of plans that include house funds, you know, your plan advisor. He's going to try and maximize his annual kickback. So any stocks that you're seeing being recommended to you in the fund is for the benefit of the advisor himself. What you have to do is essentially you have to do your research, see if there's something in the plan that you think is a good long haul investment, and put into that. Now, I don't see anything. I took all my money out of the 401ks quite some years ago, and the reason I did was because they simply excuse me, Vincent. I'm just getting over a cold. They simply weren't returning any money. When I was at Credit Suisse, I think the return was somewhere around minus 2% for the entire company. At that point, I said, well, I'm just getting out. I'm putting it into wherever I want. By the end of the year, I was up 25% on my investments. And that was 25% on what they allowed me to invest in. And that was in, some precious metals mining stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And think back. Maybe some energy stocks. But essentially, I got out of everything that the company was recommending, and it was a good run for me. And as you might recall, by the end of, 2007, 2008, most 401ks were in the tank. Many people lost 50 to 100% of the money in them.
Yeah. So I guess what you're saying is that the 401k as a vehicle is designed to make money for people who manage them, trade them, but not for the owners of the investment. Is that right?
Yeah, for the participant in the plan. You know, it's easy to for these guys to make money for you, you know, if the stock market is always going up, and it's actually and the stocks involved are actually earning profits, and they're returning something back to the investors. But once you got into a position back in 07, 08, when everybody realized that you know, these were all paper profits, and nobody was actually making any money, these guys couldn't return anything on their supposed investments. All they could do is tell you, well, we're in for the long haul, it'll turn around, which is really not the case, because when you think of a 401k, you're putting pre-tax dollars into this thing, and, you know, today's tax rate may be, I don't know, 10% on your money, which is not a realistic number. But by the time mine and yours come around, your tax rate could be 30, 40% higher. So you're losing money to the government, and then you're also losing money on your inflation cost.
So 401ks don't sound like a good way to go, and I can tell you that I've discussed 401ks with people who participate in them. And they say, yeah, my guy's really good. He's taking care of me. Yeah, right. And we're going to find out how much he's taking care of you. And we're going to talk about, is gold manipulated, and silver, when we come back on the other side of this break. Nick Testaccio, Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Nick Tassaccio and I are talking about 401ks. Nick, I remember talking to a lady back when gold was $700 an ounce physical, and I recommended that she pull out of her 401k immediately. And she said, yeah, but, you know, there's this guy at work, and he's really good, and he's really knowledgeable, and he takes care of me, and he says, you know, I should stay in. I should stay in. And this lady worked at a large hospital. I just checked the price of gold during the break, $1,670 an ounce. Her her investments, her 401k has actually lost money, and she could have more than doubled her money. Should we stay away from 401ks? Should we pull out?
Well, you know, you have to have something down the line that you need to look for. But, by the way, Vincent, I'd like to interject something before we go further on that, because there are good sales reps out there, people who know what they're talking about. And one way you could discern this is when you talk to the broker, if he tells you, look, we're going to buy this here, we're going to ride it up, its potential is to this place. However, if we're wrong, we're getting out at this number, right? If he can have a decent conversation with you on that, then you know you have somebody who's doing his work, is watching the numbers, and know that there is, you know, a certain amount of risk involved, and that you have to get out at the point where your risk is exceeded what your expectations should have been on the stock. As far as 401k, you need something. If I were in a four, I do have a 401k in it, but essentially all I have now is some minor investments in gold. I have it because I started it years ago, and I built it up, and it's just sitting there, and I'm waiting for an opportunity to do something with it. So even if you do nothing with it, it's worth it as a rainy day situation. Take a few dollars from your paycheck and put it in there. Because typically, if you're working at some company, they're going to match the funds up to a certain amount. So you're gaining a little bit benefit from it. And if you're watching the markets and you see opportunities, there may indeed be an opportunity in your particular plan which pops up that you could take advantage of. But remember that nothing is really for the long, long haul, because everything operates in a cycle. For instance, I think soybeans has a 20-year cycle. So it may hit a low, it'll extend through a cycle, it'll reach a peak, and then it'll dip down again at the end of that 20 years. It may be in the same spot it was at the outset of the cycle. But the 401ks aren't the best idea, but if you're controlling them and you have the opportunity to do something in them other than what the plan suggests, then yeah, it's worth it. I mean, I wouldn't be I'm not all that enthusiastic about them as you are.
Yeah, let me ask. I'm definitely not enthusiastic about them. But what about what about the liquidity of a 401k? For example, if I were to put $100 into a 401k versus $100 into gold, I can sell that gold immediately. Immediately. What about a 401k?
You can get out of the 401k. It's not going to be the same as holding a piece of gold in your hand. Then there's the tax implications you have to go through, because if you're going to suffer a early withdrawal from that.
Yeah. And also, there's a record, right? There's a record of that transaction. So
absolutely.
if you want privacy, a 401k, is that the way to go?
No.
Nope. Nick Testaccio, I'm Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. I want to know, is gold manipulated when we come back? And silver, too. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dried guy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters, antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power, Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding.
Today's hot.
Today,
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to the
TV,
you for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, USAprepares.com. Begins a 2-hour broadcast starting Monday, starting at 9 Central Time, 9 to 11, Genesis Communications Network. And we're delighted to be with you. Nick Tassaccio is with us. And Nick, gold and silver, are they manipulated? I mean, I've read lots and lots of stories about it. Can you give us the inside skinny on it?
Well, I certainly think they are. Back in the late, let me just give you a quick story. Back in the late 70s, mid to late 70s, just touching into the 80s, gold had a tremendous rally. It rallied from about $125 to, I believe, the before it collapsed, went up to about $880. Now, it was going great guns until a certain thing happened on the COMEX. The members of the executive committee, they went into a closed-door session. They came out. They started selling everything in sight. At the end of the day, they made an announcement that gold and silver would be for liquidation purposes only. The next morning, you're familiar with the London gold fix. It used to be called the Rothschild gold fix, and the people who traded the market always knew that you couldn't count on it. There was always a little bit of manipulation being done there, depending on who had on what positions during the course of the day. The next morning, the gold fix was a lot lower. I don't remember the exact number, but there was no reason for it to be lower because the people who were in jeopardy were the people who were short in the market. So if you were long, you obviously had a profit because you weren't able to buy anything for a long period of time. That's in the futures, that is. You weren't able to buy anything because the markets were limit up and there were no sellers in the market. So by the time it got up to $880, the shorts were choking on their positions. But here you have the next morning after they make this announcement that it's for liquidation purposes only, the market, they fixed the price much lower. So there was absolutely no reason that I can think of that this should be the case, that they would fix it much lower. So based on that alone, I would say there was manipulation at that point in time. Now, you fast forward to around where we are now. The last couple of years, gold and silver have made very good moves to the upside. One thing that was done when silver got to its peak here, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange started raising the margin rates. Now, when you do that, you're going to force some of the smaller investors out of the market, and I believe that that was the game plan for the increase in the margin. They raised it 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times in a very short period of time. So if you were getting into the market at that point, you really didn't have enough margin up front to support your position, so they essentially forced you out. And behind that move, you had the some of the majors, some of the big banks came in, they started selling the markets short, and they took on tremendous short positions.
I remember a story. This actually happened. A friend of mine was interested in protecting his wealth, and he was about 80 years old. And he said, "Vinny, what should I do?" And I said, "Well, I would consider buying silver." And he asked me what I liked, and I said, "Well, you know, junk silver is a great way to go. It's really safe, and everybody knows what it is. And also, I really like silver dollars." So he went on this manhunt, and he was buying silver dollars like crazy. He was buying them at, you know, $11, $12, $13, $14, $15. And every day, silver kept going up. And I'm talking just a few years ago. It kept going up and up. And he was in the high 20s. And all of a sudden, it started coming back down. And he called me, and he was in a panic, like he was losing money. And I said, "Well, just hang on. The idea is this is going to be pried out of the weak hands. So anyone who has to sell is going to sell. But if you don't have to sell, just hang on. You'll be fine." Well, he took my advice, and then he started calling me, and he said, "Vinny, you know, it's going down." I go, "Yeah, I know." And I said, "I'll tell you what. If you're concerned, I think the market price was about $19. And I said, would you take $19 for your silver dollars right now? And he said, no. I said, okay. How about 20? No. How about 25? No. I won't sell them for 25. And I said, okay. So to you, they're worth at least 25 each. He said, yeah. And I said, okay, so what's the problem? And that was the... and he did not sell. Now, there's another guy that I know that I helped him buy some silver. And he bought, I think he bought a 100-ounce bar at about $12 and change an ounce. He said, when this goes to $15, I'm going to sell. I saw him in town. It hit $15. And I said, would you like to sell? I'll give you $15. That's what you wanted to do. He goes, no way. No way. He sold it like 18. He kicks himself every day. Every day. Because right now, at this minute, it's $31.80.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, you know, I look at physical, and I'd like to hear your opinion on this. I look at physical metal as something that, you know, the price, you only realize the loss or gain if you sell it. Whereas it can't go to zero. It's impossible for gold and silver to go to zero if you hold it. Now, if you have paper promises, they can go to zero. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's essentially right now, my opinion on everything is you have to have physical property, gold and silver included. If you're in the paper markets, as far as gold and silver goes, it is very risky, and you stand a risk of losing a lot more than you put up to begin with. I at this present time, I like to have the metals in my hand where I can look at them and I can say, okay, I have this, and nobody's going to take this away from me. I have it as a backup. I have it as a means of preserving some wealth. So anytime you get the chance, you see a dip in the markets, go out there and get yourself some. I mean, if you can buy one coin at a time, fine. If you can buy two coins, fine. Whatever you can do, it's worth it. This is, right now at this period in time, I think this is the only one long-term investment that's worth anything, is to hold the gold and silver.
It's private, and you can trade it, and no one has to know.
Right.
And I agree with you. I had an aunt, and when I was very young, for my first birthday, I guess, she gave my parents a silver dollar for me. When I was two, she gave them two silver dollars. When I was five silver dollars. And it stopped pretty soon after that because she said I was getting too expensive. I have all of those silver dollars. I do. And they used to cost a dollar back then in the 1950s. Well,
right.
You know, they're easily worth $32, you know, if they're in decent shape.
They're worth a lot more than that, I'm sure that you have a couple in there that have extended numismatic value to them also.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they didn't go down, and I am not going to sell them. I mean, they have memories behind them. But what I'm saying is, it's physical. It actually has intrinsic value rather than a promise. And let me shift for a second. I'd like to mention this. I heard a guy on the radio say there's an organization called Silver Savers. And my understanding of this is if you want to buy silver and you don't know how to do it, all you do is you just sign up for this program, and they will deduct X amount of dollars from your paycheck every week, let's say $25. And then when you have enough to buy silver, they'll automatically buy silver at whatever the price is. And it will be stored in Delaware at the Delaware Trust. And there's a charge for storing it, and if you want it, they'll ship it to you. There's a charge for the transaction. There's a charge for the shipping, so you can have your silver if you want it. But what I'm saying is, why would anybody do that? Why wouldn't you just go to a coin store and buy it whenever you want? Why would you buy it at whatever price it happens to be whenever you have enough accumulated to make a transaction? Pay for it to be stored, pay to have it shipped, and pay to have the transaction to get it out of storage for you. Why would anybody do that?
Well, if you're asking me for a reason for why they do it, there's only one I can think of. A lot of people are ignorant as to what can be done. I mean, when I started telling people, go out and get yourself some silver coins. And yeah. They, well, Nick, how do I do this? Well, it's easy enough. Look up for this. Now, I've bought silver coins from Genesis. I think I bought junk silver from them a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And I've bought from other places, and it's fairly easy to find a reputable dealer who'll charge you, you know, the his markup, which, by the way, has increased over the last 6-7 years. I used to pay maybe 85 cents on a silver coin markup. Now it's up to, I think, about $1.50, $1.60. But they're frightened.
Yeah, and they are. And also they say things like, well, how am I going to store it? How am I going to keep it safe? So I'll give it to somebody I don't even know who they are or where they are. At the end of a phone number, I'll give it to them because it'll be safe there. That's nuts. Absolutely nuts. I'm Vin Finelli, Nick Testaccio. I'm going to tell you about his website when we come back on the other side of this break. This is USAPrepares.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Nick Testaccio's with us. And his website is called RestoreTheRepublic.org. RestoreTheRepublic.org. And on page one of the website, USAPrepares.com, there's a link under instructors in the finance section, RestoreTheRepublic.org, Nick Testaccio. Nick, it sounds like you're an advocate of physical gold, physical silver, and the paper promises are risky. And I don't understand why people say, I don't know where I would put, if I had gold or if I had silver, I don't know where I'd put it. But they are willing to trust a bank with their electronic digits that they can only access, if they want cash, they can only access limited amounts from dispensing machines called ATMs. They get charged sometimes for pulling their own money out of their own account. They're charged sometimes for checks. They're charged for transactions. And the banks aren't always open. They close at night. They're closed on Sundays. But people are willing to trust a bank, people they hardly know, with their savings. But they can't figure out how they can just bring gold home and hide it someplace. They don't get it. But they have jewelry. They have pearls. They have diamond rings. Diamond earrings. Gold earrings. Silver earrings. But they won't keep gold and silver. Why is that?
Well, you know, part of the reason, first of all, why they can't figure out a place to hide it in the house is beyond me. But I think part of the reason that people have an aversion to gold and silver is that they've been told for such a long time that it's a dead instrument. It doesn't sound like money. You know, they go to an investment broker and they say, "Oh no, gold and silver is not a good investment." So I think that along with a fear of how to store it comes the mindset that it's really not something that you want to keep. It doesn't really have any value to you, even though you can see the dollar signs going up as the price goes up. It just people just can't make that equation fit.
Yeah, when Mrs. Finelli and I were married, we exchanged gold wedding bands, and not stock certificates. I mean, the priest didn't ask me for my stock certificate in Penn Central Railroad or Eagle Clothes, you know, which are both gone. He didn't ask me for that. He said there was an exchange of the rings, and it's durable and it's valuable. And I don't know exactly what the rings that we exchanged were heirlooms. We didn't even buy them. They came from both families, but. They're worth more today than they were when we exchanged them.
Absolutely.
In terms of Federal Reserve notes. Well, you seem to be very concerned about where the economy's headed. Do you have words of advice for our class? What should they be thinking about?
Well, one of the things we've already touched on is gold and silver. Certainly get involved in that. Firearms. I'm a big proponent of people owning firearms. By the way, Vincent, if you don't mind me plugging an article that I wrote while back called Battlefield and the Citizen Soldier. If people want to read it, I think they'll find it very interesting and informative about firearms and the militia and whatnot. You know, I'm not all that optimistic about where we're headed, so gold, silver, firearms, seeds. If you don't, I mean, not everybody has a farm. Certainly most of the people live in urban areas nowadays. If you get a storage of seeds that you might have for a rainy day where you're forced to seek a rural shelter, I think there that's a very good idea.
Nick Tassaccio, I'd like to have you back again and again, and I hope that you can clear your schedule to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo. I think people would love meeting you. I think it'd be great to have you present a seminar. Nick Tassaccio, RestoreTheRepublic.org. There's a link on the website, USAPrepares.com, page one at the bottom with the instructors in the black section there. Nick, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and
healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.